is burned like dark coals. Her jewelry of bones clattered and rattled. Her breath was the breath of disease. The daughter of night rode upon her shoulder like a small second head. She was excited, as a child making her first trip to the county fair. Kina was not pleased with Mergen. Arm bones lifted out of the litter, grasping with fleshless fingers. Sara's skeleton stumbled toward me. I willed myself away, and behold, I drifted up and backward a few feet. I willed myself again and moved again, not far, amazed that I had control and bewildered because I hadn't tried to exercise it before. Kina stopped dancing and stomped toward me. Her fangs grew longer. Her six breasts dripped poison. She put on another pair of arms. The daughter of night bounced excitedly on her shoulder, immune to the lure of gravity. I willed myself away. I had control, but that was not my world. I could not run away faster than the world's creator. A great, gleaming, taloned black hand swooped down. I dodged. A claw brushed me. I spun ass over appetite into darkness. And I was in the cavern filled with old men caught in spiderwebs of ice. I drifted along past faces I not only knew I knew, I remembered the names that went with them. I felt a panic, like what you would feel if you were closed up in a small place in the dark. A buried alive panic. I did not let it manage me. I tried again to manage myself, and found I could move along the cavern if I willed it, like I did when I was walking with Smoke. I moved a whole lot slower here, though. I tried moving out through the walls. Like the real world, and unlike riding Smoke, I was constrained pretty much by physical rules. My only way out of the cavern would be forward or back, which did not make much sense if I was dreaming and had gotten in there without following any complicated route. Was it possible physical laws operated only when I was in control? Could it be that I was unable to walk through walls because I never learned the knack in daily life? I decided to go forward, up the slope of the cavern floor, because that's what I always did in the fragments of dream I remembered. As I did so, I became aware of an inchoate anger growing behind me, as of something hunting that was frustrated. I did my best to speed up. There was more in those ice caves than old men. There were more old men, none of them known to me. There were treasures. There was junk, like everything that ever fell down a crack ended up there. There were books. Three huge tomes bound in worn, cracked, dark leather rested on a large, long stone lectern, as though waiting for three speakers to step up and read at the same time. The first book was open to a page three-quarters of the way through. I caught only a glimpse of the page before some compelling force pushed me away. It was identical to the page the Daughter of Night had been transcribing when Narayan Singh interrupted her so they could go visit Soulcatcher. The calligraphy was superior, more colorful and ornate, but the child had missed nothing important, I was sure. The anger behind me grew stronger. It seemed to be looking for a focus. I learned early never to volunteer. I moved on as fast as my will would carry me, wondering what sort of nightmare this was. Its most bizarre and fantastic elements were most real. Maybe it was a mirror of the waking world. The anger kept gaining, although I saw nothing when I looked back. It didn't catch me.